says they are being.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 27, Emalahleni 26 grade.
No major issues on the road, but we've got queuing traffic Pretoria side, N14 northbound, and that's towards the R101 interchange. Germiston M2 westbound, there's delays towards the N3 Geldnes interchange.
Die grensbestuursowerheid het die Limbombo grenspos weer tot verdere kennisgewing gesluit na gewelddadige betogings in Mosambiek. Die betogings sê die einde van verlede maand uitgebreek nadat Mosambiek se verkiesingsuitslag bekend gemaak is. Die grensbestuursowerheid se Michael Masiapato het aan die SAIK verduidelik, die grens is oornag tydelik geopen.
Remember yesterday it was a partial opening. So now it is a real closure. We can't allow any person to cross to Mozambique. We can't allow any truck, but we can't allow even a normal vehicle to cross to Mozambique because that side they have completely closed.
En ander groot nuus vandag, Piet Kroukamp, 'n professor aan die Noordwes Universiteit, sê dis duidelik dat al hoe meer senior EFF-lede die party verlaat.
So I think it's just a matter of time and everybody knows the moment there is a paid position open at MK, Kalneus will jump ship. The only problem that the MK is that it doesn't have paid positions for all the people that want to walk over. And for the ANC, they must be very, very concerned because they know that in the Provincial Executive Committee of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, but also in Gauteng, there are a number of their leadership who would walk over to MK any day.
Dali Mpofu het bevestig dat die Umkhonto we Sizwe party sy nuwe politieke tuiste is. Die voormalige nasionale voorsitter van die EFF het vandag aangekondig dat hy by die MK party aangesluit het. Hy vorm deel van die uittog van EFF leiers wat die afgelope paar maande die party verlaat het om by Jacob Zuma se MK party aan te sluit. Tswane se burgemeester Nasipi Moyo sê hulle maak vordering met hulle 100 dae doelwit om finansiële besteding te bereik. Die mikpunt is om teen die einde van Januarie minstens 4 miljard rand per maand in te vorder. 3.6 miljard rand is ingevorder verlede maand, wat 4% meer is as die mediumtermyn teiken. Die stad Johannesburg het intussen ontken berigte dat hy finansieel bankrot is teen sterkte. Volgens die berigte het swak invorderings veroorsaak dat die met se oorskot van 1.2 miljard rand in 2022 tuimel het tot skuld van 300 miljoen rand aan die einde van die 2023 boekjaar, die Metro se woordvoerder Virgil James.
These reports are not only inaccurate but also disregard factual information aiming to mislead the public and damage the city's reputation. In reality, the city has achieved substantial improvements in its financial stability and is confident of an improvement from the previous year.
En ten slotte, die wenners van die Earthshot prys-toekennings is in Kaapstad aangekondig. Die Earthshot prys, wat in die lewe geroep is deur die Prins van Wallis, steun wêreldwye volhoubare eco-vriendelike projekte. Prins William sê die Earthshot prys is 'n beweging vir verandering.
I believe our world can be rich in possibility, in hope and in optimism. That is why the Earthshot prize exists. To champion the game changers, the inventors, the makers, the creatives, the leaders, to help them build upon the amazing things they've already achieved and to inspire the next generation to create the future we all need.
Additional September top story at this hour. The Border Management Authority has closed the Limbombo border post again until further notice following violent protests in Mozambique.
Good grief, eh? Whoa, boy. Okay. So, Dali Mpofu, huh? Ooh, boy. Must be getting lonely there over at the EFF, eh? How are you? Chanel and Alex with Eagle 4. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. How are you doing, Chanel? You
okay? I'm good.
Yeah, good, good. I was chatting to a friend in London yesterday, and I don't know how the conversation got around to weird animal names, but I let him know that butterfly in Afrikaans is skoenlapper, and he thought that was amazing. And then I thought, well, I'm sure we're not the only people that come up with some interesting names for animals. How about...